today refugees are holding a mass rally and a march into the city to march 100 days of camping out here, camping outside the Home Affairs Department, demanding the right to stay in this country. Many of the refugees here have fled from wars and genocides, and they're here in Australia trying to make a life, desperately trying to make a life. The Australian government hasn't given them any stability. Many of their children cannot go to university without paying the fees of international students. Many of them can't access Medicare and so on. It's a life of limbo, or as one refugee described it to me, it's a life in a jail, and that jail is called Australia. So many of us are out here today to stand alongside refugees, to stand in solidarity and to say we won't back down, we'll keep fighting alongside refugees until they can live in this country, live good lives, stable lives, with the right to citizenship.
I'm Rati Bartlett. We are the one of...
Layla.
Okay. I'm Rati Bartlett. I'm the key organizer of the campaign. We are asking the government for permanent residency because we are more than a decade living this country, but still in uncertainty life. We are suffering for our kids' life. And also they are denied by our kids going for the journey and everything. So that's why we are protecting. Being a 24/7 encampment, it is not an easy task to do. Make sure everyone needs to be come here and sleep overnight, and these from day one to since now, we are doing our best for the community, for how we living and contributing this community. Living part of the community is we are sacrificing so much. We are the hard worker and we are well educated, and also we are doing carers work and business, everything we are doing for the government, but still we are living like a limbo life. We are asking the government and please give us a permanent residency, stop this limbo, because no one too happy to live the living like the footpath for 100 days, but we sacrifice and we done for our life, because for our kids' future. Please stop and give us a permanent residency. Thank you.
Hi guys, my name is Atif Raza and I'm one of the organizers here. I just want to say thanks to each and every of you for coming here. I just wanted to tell you, being a refugee for 12 years, it's really hard to live in this limbo, where some of us doesn't have even work rights and Medicare, the basic necessity which everybody required. So it's so hard to find a better job, even for the small things like renting a house, it's near to impossible for us. So I would like to request the government to please grant us all remaining 9,500 people the refugee visa, and for that I will also request each and every of you to come and support us. We're going to have another rally on 9th of November outside the state library. So like today, you can come there and support us, and yeah, stand with us. Thanks for that. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Lavanya Thavaraja, union organizer here in support of refugees who've been protesting over 100 days. Today marks the 100 date of this refugee encampment. Refugees have been here in this country for 12 years in limbo. Most of these refugees are workers. Refugee issue is a union matter, and union should come in solidarity. We have United Workers Union, health unions, assisted us for the encampment, and we thank all the unions who came out and supported us, especially United Workers Union. So we want more unions to voice out for refugee matter. As I said, these refugees are workers in limbo for 12 years. This matter is a union matter, and we need, as a workers, we need to be united, and our union should show solidarity and come out and support all refugees.